to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Up next, we have two authors, certified nutritionists and personal trainers. They've been featured as nutrition experts on Good Morning America Health, the Discovery Health Channel, Fox News Channel, and so many more. Joining us to talk about getting trim and healthy, authors of The Veggie Cure, welcome back to the show, Tammy Lakatos-Shames and Lisi Lakatos. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, twins. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great. You know, after 10 years, you still remain the only guest that caused me to hear double.
I love it.
You know, there's so many difference of opinion out there from vegan, paleo, Atkins, and Mediterranean diet. But the one thing that everybody seems to agree on is veggies should be a vital part of the diet. What inspired you to write The Veggie Cure?
You know, you're exactly right. Well, that's the thing. There is so much mixed message. And the one thing is that is certain is that everyone knows they need to get more vegetables. Yet for some reason, despite knowing it's better for our health and everything, most people really struggle with this. And so we wanted to find a foolproof way to make sure that everyone could really get more vegetables. And most people have an excuse, and it's usually a good excuse. Maybe they don't have time to make it, or it seems like a good excuse. You know, maybe they just really, they go bad when they buy them, or they just think they don't taste good. So we wanted to come up with a foolproof plan to make sure that everyone got their vegetables.
I just want to say, you know, what really also inspired us to write this book was we were getting bombarded. We get bombarded by research on a daily basis, and everything over the years changes, but the consistency was vegetables. No matter what vegetable you had, it was helpful for your health in some way. And so when we wrote The Veggie Cure, we kind of spun it that way. Whatever vegetable you have, it can help you in different ways.
David, this is why it's sometimes good to have a twin, because when one kind of says something wrong, the other one usually, when Tammy says something wrong, I should say always when Tammy says something wrong, I'm here to correct it. And what I just wanted to say was that our book was more like whatever your issue is, there's a veggie to help with it. So if you want better skin, here are your vegetables. If you want better bone health, here are your vegetables. So kind of a prescription for whatever suits you.
Right. But veggies is an area where people are really finicky, even though they are great, you know, what they will and won't eat. With 100 recipes in the book, I would imagine there's something even the most picky eater would have to enjoy, correct?
Well, we would hope so. I mean, there's everything from healthy muffins that are delicious to pizzas that are delicious. So there's, with 100 recipes, you pretty much, thanks for saying that, yes, indeed.
Yeah, you know,
something for everyone.
That's great. You know, a lot of people have this belly bulge, which is often due to lack of elimination. Interesting, I had a patient last week ask me if two bowel movements were enough, and I told her, ideally, you should be going at least 3 times a day. Her mouth dropped, and she said, I was asking if twice a week was enough.
Oh, wow.
Yes, twice a week. We found her problem of her weight issue. Will the Veggie Cure help eliminate that annoying tummy bulge?
Oh, absolutely. That's a really good question in so many ways, really, because vegetables, first of all, if they're prepared well, they can be so flavorful, but first of all, they're low in calories,
right.
So that helps to prevent with just weight, you know, with normal weight loss. But what you're saying is we find that so many people are really constipated, and this creates that belly bulge. And if you get, vegetables are a very good source of both water and fiber, which is critical to help flush the waste out of your digestive tract. So yes, it absolutely will help with the belly bulge. And another thing, too, is that vegetables are packed with potassium. And many times, a lot of us are very bloated because we eat a high-salt diet, and salt holds on to water with it. And your body wants to try to balance out that salt, so it keeps holding on to water to dilute that salt or that sodium in the body. And so potassium in the vegetables counteracts salt. The water counteracts salt and kind of helps to all flush it out. And, you know, with that salt, you're holding so much puffiness and bloat and belly bloat. So vegetables help to reduce that as well.
That's great. You know, as much as I love veggies now as a kid, I wouldn't eat anything but peas and corn. Is there anything parents can do to get their kids to eat more veggies?
Yeah, well, you know, as a registered dietitian and a mom, I started with this myself. So if you have really young kids, I would say the number one thing is to introduce it early and really put it on their plate. Don't make a fuss about it.
and just keep showing it to them. This is crazy. My husband always makes fun of me because I say the research shows that it takes 23 times of exposure before a kid will actually try something. You don't want to make a fuss, but say you might put broccoli on their plate 23 times. Well, unfortunately, I'm well, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but my husband seems to love way too many sweets, and he's like, well, Tammy, maybe you should try gummy bears on your plate 23 times
right.
a night. But it really, truly is the case with kids. If you can start early, keep exposing them to it. Keep trying new vegetables, and don't make a fuss of it. If they don't touch it, that's fine. The first, you know, month or so, that's, you know, it's completely fine. For older kids, we, like we said, we have all of those recipes in our book, but there are some really unique ways to get the kids involved in the kitchen. So say, for example, you're making that pizza and you want to have the vegetables on top. Let your kids decorate it and make faces out of the pizza.
Oh,
and then once they're involved, they're more likely to eat it just because it's fun for them and they're invested in eating it.
That's great. You know, one chapter in your book focuses on veggies that will offer quick weight loss. Everybody wants everything quick. I see one of my favorites listed, celery. I've read that people lose weight by eating celery because we burn off more calories eating them than they contain. Do you recommend anything on top of them or just celery?
Oh, no, absolutely. You can always put things on top of them, too. First of all, they're great because they actually have some anti-carcinogenic properties, but also the fiber is great. But even if you want to have a snack, we do a lot either for adults or for kids, stuffed with egg salad. If you want to, you know, if you want to get some protein right. there to make it more satisfying, some nuts, nut butter would always be great. We used to do the ants on a log. My mom did, you know, with the raisins and the nut butter as well.
Yeah, but Jimmy, he said for weight loss, and for weight loss, really, that's a great question. And as Tammy said, you can include other things. But one of the things that we find, especially this time of year, is that people are heading to barbecues, and they have a lot of events, and they want to stay lean because they're going to be on the beach, and it's very tricky for them, and they don't know what to do. And one of our favorite tips this time of year, and the celery would work very well, is just be right before you go to that barbecue or right before you go to any event, make sure, we call it a veggie pre-meal. So a pre-meal of veggies before you go to the event. And what this does is veggies, like the celery, are very low in calories, and you can put a little bit of hummus on it, or as Tammy said, a little bit of peanut butter, but really just even if you can go for the veggies steamed or with some spices or fruity vinegars, what this does is it's a very, very low calorie, healthful, fiberful way to take the edge off your hunger without adding hardly any calories. And what this does is when you get to that party or the event and you're surrounded by all this high calorie food that you really want to indulge in, you get there with a leg up because you're less hungry. You've taken the edge off your hunger. You've filled your body with this very low calorie food, and you can be much more rational when you get to the event. And this is a game changer. And people, when they try it, they don't know until they try it how much this truly helps. It's so easy. You just eat some vegetables before you go. It's a small price to pay for keeping your waistline intact because you eat so much less when you get to the event and you're in control and you're rational and you can really be make a good decision about what you will and will not eat when you're not ravenous.
Such great advice, especially having an appetite suppressor that's a little bit of some healthy snack prior to going and eating the meal.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
simple,
it works wonders. And all of our clients say, well, I have clients that we live in New York City, and there's so many cocktail events all the time. And if they come to me and then they have an event later, they know they're stopping in a bodega, they're picking up some carrots and celery, whatever vegetable they have there, and they're going to snack on it on their way to the event, and they just notice the results are so much better.
It is so true, and what great information. Thank you so much, ladies, for being with us. To learn more about the Nutrition Twins and to get your copy of The Veggie Cure, go to nutritiontwins.com. Sign up for their newsletter and read their very informative health blog. You can follow Tammy and Lisi on Twitter, at Nutrition Twins. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow Dr. David Friedman, at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com and share these shows with your friends. That's how we all learn together. Scroll around and check it out because Dr. Friedman's done so many great shows. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.